Good morning.
Hi, Roger.
What's in these documents? What do we know?
Well, there's everything from kind of the more mundane motions by the defense, as well as the judge's orders on how to respond. But then there is a lot of information, really all these details about what was found in the initial days after her body was found on February 26th. So, for example, there are things like an email from a trash outside her house, also a nail swab from Nancy Styler. She's one of the three charged. So this was also interestingly taken the day after Ms. Pfister was found, apparently before the Stylers may have been at the Aspinall Lodge in Basalt and before they were arrested.
From what you saw in these documents as you're going through them, do we know what the prosecution's theory of the murder is?
We will hear what the prosecution is going to detail at the preliminary hearing, which at this point is scheduled for about 2 weeks from today. Could be moved back. Apparently that happened a lot with this kind of case, but we'll certainly hear a lot more then.
So this is basically a detailing of, as you say, evidence and arrest documents, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it could be even that some of the things that are taken in during these search warrants aren't used as official evidence in the case. So it's all, you know, it's sort of like paging through raw data.
Three people have been charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy in the case. They are William and Nancy Styler, formerly of the Front Range. They had been renting Nancy Pfister's home, and then Kathy Carpenter, a longtime local and a friend of Nancy Pfister.
That's right. And one of the things that's also detailed in these documents is the items in a safety deposit box that it sounds like Ms. Carpenter had access to, but it was under Nancy Pfister's name. And in there was a document regarding Ms. Carpenter's name change from a former last name of Macias. And so that's kind of an interesting wrinkle. Who knows? Maybe it means nothing. But it is interesting that there's kind of bits and pieces of the background here that we have yet to piece together.
Well, this is a high-profile case. It's in the tabloids, both in this country and internationally, perhaps because it is involving Aspen. You were telling me that there was a piece of evidence that could actually show up in a headline in a tabloid, and that was that there was some what appeared to be blood in a Jaguar owned by the Stylers. So certainly an Aspen spin on that, blood in a high-end sports car.
Yeah, and this was taken the day after Ms. Pfister's body was found while the car, I think, was at the West Buttermilk home. And it there is a reference to red or brown stains in different parts of the car. And there were also noted blood detection services with a positive outcome in different parts of the car. But I was just looking at it, and there are false positives with that kind of test that can be caused by, like, cleaning materials. So again, all a little shadowy.
The real heart of this case will be unveiled at a preliminary hearing, correct? And that's when the prosecutors say, here's the evidence, and the decision is made, do we have enough evidence to move forward with a trial against these three?
And not only that, do we have enough evidence to move forward continuing with no bond option for all three?
So there's a bond hearing as well.
It's sort of all rolled into one. It's called proof, evident, presumption, great. And so overall, the prosecution has to meet a higher bar to show not only they believe that these three committed murder, but also that they should be continued to be held without bond.
And presently, William Styler is in the Pitkin County Jail. Mrs. Styler is in the Eagle County Jail. And Carpenter is in the Garfield County Jail. So they obviously don't want them talking to one another.
Right. And I understand from other defense attorneys that this is quite common for them to be held in different places. It does mean that taxpayers end up paying a lot more because sheriff's deputies have to drive all the way to Eagle and back. Often they have two with them each time they have to go and pick up, say, Mrs. Styler. One thing I wanted to mention was when I was looking through the documents that were just released, CBS and 48 Hours apparently applied to be the TV reporters or feed, if you will,
pool reporters.
Exactly. Or, uh-huh. Yeah, during the preliminary hearing. And that was denied by the judge with the overall decision being that because it's a preliminary hearing, not the trial, that there will no be additional media coverage. So images, live information coming out during the preliminary hearing.
Well, Elise, thank you.
Thanks for having me.